Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, we turn to verse 41 of Surah Yasin. So verse 41. Remember previously we discussed wa ayatul lahumul ardul mayta, and a sign for them is the dead earth. The earth when it is, meaning when there's nothing being planted, and this when you put the seed in and how the plants grow from. But before that, when you see the earth barren, totally free from anything, any plants, and then you see it grow, these are signs for you. And then we spoke about the moon, the skies, and now we turn to the ocean. So the ocean, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that conveyance which moves, which tears through the ocean, tears through the waters of the ocean. And this is a beautiful scene if one just sees that that is actually a sign for mankind.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون.
So in this verse the translation is, and a sign for them is that we, that, and a sign for them is that we boarded their children at the loaded ship. What is the meaning of this? It means that among the signs of Allah is that He carried them in the laden ship, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us. And that is that Allah's might, His power, is that He has subjugated the sea to carry ships. Subjugated the sea to carry ships, including most significantly the ship of Nuh alayhi salam, in which Allah Azza wa Jal saved him and the believers, apart from whom none of the descendants of Adam alayhi salam were left on the face of the earth. So only rescued those believers. The rest were all running helter-skelter, but of no avail. Nuh alayhi salam's son said, I'll go and I'll mount on a high place, and that will rescue me. Nuh alayhi salam said, today that's not going to assist you. So Allah Azza wa Jal says here, a sign for them, anna hamalna dhurriyatahum, and an ayah, a sign for them, is that we bore their offspring, means their forefathers, fil fulkil mashhoon, in the laden ship, means in the ship which was filled with luggage and animals, in which Allah Azza wa Jal commanded him to put two of every kind. Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, may Allah Azza wa Jal be pleased with him, says, laden means filled. This was also the view of Sa'id ibn Jubair radiallahu anhu and others. So when we say laden here, it means that fil fulkil mashhoon, when you see at the end, al mashhoon means filled, just totally filled. Al-Dahaq, Qatada, and others have said this was the ship of Nuh alayhi salam. And wa khalaqna lahum min mithlihi ma yarkabun. This goes in the next verse here. Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse 42, Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how we have, Allah mentions, we have created for them its similar kind.
Wa khalaqna lahum min mithlihi ma yarkabun.
Allah Azza wa Jal says, and created for them, and we have created for them things similar to it on which they ride. Someone asks you, where is it proven that Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about aeroplanes and cars and all of this? Now, you know, in Hajj 2024, they're testing out the flying taxis in Saudi Arabia for Hajj. They're going to test it out. They're looking for every way possible to reduce traffic, so they're trying this new way. Where is it mentioned about helicopters, aeroplanes in the Quran Sharif? Someone perhaps asks you. So you say, you turn to verse 42, Surah Yasin. We all know Surah Yasin and we're all familiar with it, at least if we haven't memorized it as yet. So you say, وَقَلَقَنَا لَهُمْ مِمْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ, and we have created for them things similar to it on which they, مَا يَرْكَبُونَ means they ride on it, they jump onto it, they hop onto it, they sit as a passenger on it, مَا يَرْكَبُونَ, they mount on it. So this, they mount the conveyance. وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ, and created for them things similar to it on which they ride. So this is the verse here where we will say, there's your answer there. Cars, all of this, similar to its kind. It's obvious Quran has not mentioned, specifically mentioned, Allah could have just mentioned a camel. Other places Allah speaks about the camel. أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Have you not seen the camel? How it's been created? So Allah Azza wa Jal hasn't specified a conveyance here. But Allah Azawajal is speaking about the transportation, speaking about all of this which we use. And it is similar to the ship in the sense it goes from point A to point B. And in a shorter period of time, whereas previously, you know, my father was just telling me, my honorable father was telling me yesterday about my grandfather, how he came to South Africa. He was not supposed to come. Another 11-year-old boy was supposed of their family was supposed to come. But at the time, they already paid for the ticket, the ship travel, everything. And they were supposed to come mounted. And they then declined. They didn't give the 11-year-old entry. So they quickly made a plan. And they said, my grandfather, he must jump onto the ship. So he came in place of that boy. And alhamdulillah, then he started making mattresses, and he then started supplying the military in South Africa for it. And he was doing well, alhamdulillah, all of them. And he used to travel like this by ship, how many days it would take. Now, if you take an aeroplane, in few hours, you are able to cover the journey, which would maybe perhaps cover so many days. But just a point of reflection here too is to say that, look, still we cannot do what they did. We have improved in terms of moving faster at a rapid pace to our destination. But when it comes to our real destination, we are holding back. And what is this here? It's just that I'm doubting. Must I do this? It's for good. Yet you experience all of this holding back, delaying. And you know that this delay is going to make us realize on the day of Qiyamah that regret, Yawmul Hasra, that is why it's called Yawmul Hasra, the day of regret, the day of remorse. So coming back to this, Allah Azza wa Jal will just do one more verse, and then Allah Azza wa Jal speaks two more verses we will do, and then this will wrap up this portion, this topic, inshallah. So 43, verse 43, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse here,
وَإِنَّ شَأْنُغْرِقَهُمْ فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ.
And if we so will, we can drown them, then no one will respond to their cry, nor will they be rescued. And if we so will, we can drown them, then no one will respond to their cry. فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ. No one will respond to their plea, cry. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ. Nor will they be rescued. Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning this here. You know, and I don't have to go into the details about it, but just to touch on it, Titanic, recent example. How they said unsinkable ship. And they were confident this ship will never ever sink. But if we wish to drown them, فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ, nobody will respond to their cry. And the captain of the ship, of the Titanic, he has to stay. Because even if the ship is drowning according to their principles, he has to still hold that steering wheel. He has to go down with that ship. And he, just to play on to the tune of his, you know, the financiers, he says, no, the ship is, even till the last hour means just the last few moments, last 3 hours, he was still saying the ship won't sink. That's how duped he was, and he had to stand there and sink with the ship. This is a recent example. وَإِنَّ شَأْنُغْرِقُمْ فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ. And they will never ever be rescued. They won't be rescued. Nor will they be rescued, Allah Azza wa Jal says. And then Surah Yasin, verse 44. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal says,
إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَى حِينٍ.
Except illa rahmatan, and unless we let them enjoy for a while. So this is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are floating. We need to be rescued from this deteriorating spiritual state that we are in. And we need Allah's mercy to be rescued from this, and that we may enjoy the life that is to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are able to reach there, and we are able to sail to our destination in a manner that is most pleasing to Him. So if you see illa rahmatan, that means but by our mercy we make it easy for you to travel by land, by sea, and we keep you safe until an appointed time. And when that also now becomes difficult, ask us now to move from point A to point B here in South Africa, from one city to the next, from one suburb to the next. At nights it becomes terrorizing because you're not sure, gunshots, this, that, fear is when Allah Azza wa Jal takes out that mercy now. then you can't even travel short distances, forget long distances in the skies, forget long distances by air, forget long distances by ocean, forget long distances just by road too. So here Allah Azawajal says, وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ حِينَ. That means until a time that is known to Allah, may He be glorified and exalted. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.